Om Shanti, and a very good evening. So welcome to this journey. We're going to go through this. You must have seen here in this little video, very insightful, that what our journey is going to be. And to help us through this journey, I invite Balkeshwar Bhai, B.K. Balkeshwar Bhai, who's with us since the past 30 years and who's in every way guiding this retreat also, and several services. We would hear about that later, but without much, taking much of your time, I would hand over to Balkeshwar Bhai, and we would start the session with 2 minutes of silence, remembering, collecting all of our thoughts and remembering God, allowing that energy to come in, and then we will listen to Balkeshwar Bhai. Before that, if I could request the people who are sitting on back to come in front, you would enjoy the experience better. Thank you so much.
प्रभु चिंतन करो प्रभु प्यारो दो घड़ी मन प्रभु में लगा लो श्वास की हर लड़ी कीमती है व्यर्थ जाने से इनको बचा लो श्वास की हर लड़ी कीमती है व्यर्थ जाने से
प्रभु चिंतन करो प्रभु प्यारो तो घड़ी मन प्रभु में लगा लो
प्रभु चिंतन करो प्रभु प्यारो
गुड इवनिंग एंड ओम शांति यू जस्ट हैड डिनर या Good evening and Om Shanti. Good. And if I can have all our brothers and sisters come in the front, I'm sure I won't bore you. We'll have fun together. Come in the front. Please. So we are not planning to switch on the televisions on the either side, provided if you can sit here and enjoy rather than keep moving your head from there to here. Is that okay? And so if we want to help you, then you should help us. Is that okay? So the help we need from you is you all sit here, this side. Easy? Good. So we call this as SIT retreat, S-I-T. And we'll begin the SIT retreat by standing. So we'll start with a little bit of exercise. Is that okay? We just had food and I'm infamous in Brahmakumaris for not allowing people to sleep while I speak. Okay? I'm just going to start. So, we will do a very simple exercise, easy. And the first instruction, pay attention to the instructions. Say as I say and do as I do. What's the instruction? Front. Experiment करें या जरूरी नहीं है? Demo. We'll do the demo. Okay, ठीक है. Front. Up. Front. Down. अरे वाह. You don't have to say that. Clear now? We'll start that. Front. Up. Front. Down. Good. So now the next instruction is. Say as I say, do the opposite of what I do. What's the instruction? Demo chahiye? Demo chahiye? Theek hai. Front. What is the instruction? What is the instruction? Say as I say, but do the opposite of what I do. So front. Say as I say, do the opposite of what I do. Front. Demo enough? We'll start. Up. Front. What? Down. Decide, huh? Say as I say, but do the opposite of what I do. Now let's do the next one. Say the opposite of what I say, but do what I do. Demo chahiye? Nahi chahiye? To jinko chahiye, wo zor se bole. Okay, you win. To demo karte hain. Instruction? Front. Up. Front. Down. Now the last one. And did you see the difference? When you were following my movements, it was so easy to do. And then say something opposite. But when you had to do the opposite of what I am saying, it's more difficult. Okay, you will learn a lot of things about how the brain operates, how the mind operates. That's fine. But this is just a glimpse. So the last one, we'll do that. Say the opposite of what I say and do the opposite of what I do. This should be easy, yeah? Front. Do the opposite of what I do. Huh. Up. Down. Front. Up. Good, thank you. Sit down. So we designed this retreat based on these four keywords. The first thing is, please learn to relax. If there are two things that have been completely eliminated from the post-independence education, the first one is relaxing, and the third one, or the second one is, can you guess? Thinking they're all doing, they can't stop. One is relaxing, the second one is reflecting. If you can make these two as your habit while you are here in these 3 days, that's one of the biggest blessings that you can give to yourself. First one. Second. Yeah. So when you start relaxing and reflecting, that is when you will be able to rethink. We are all thinking, but what we need to do is rethink. And that will help you recharge, and that's what leads to rejuvenation, which Asha Devi was also mentioning. Those are the steps. So we will also learn about the what, the hows, and the whys. All the three. W-H-Y. The what, the how, and the why. Okay? So, one word. Go ahead. What do you want from this retreat, or why did you come here? Go ahead. Give your one word. Keep shouting. Yes. We'll create a sound cloud. Learn. Okay. Empower. Happiness. Yes. More. Unlearn. Transformation. Meditation. More. Reboot. Fantastic. Sorry? To know more. Okay. More. God. Okay. Good. What else? Self, change, evolve, fantastic. Power, fantastic. And? Connect, very good. So remember all these keywords. Because these are the ones, whichever keyword you have shared, see how that need is being satisfied. Okay? And with experience I can tell you, all of these keywords or all of these needs that you mentioned, one after the other, they will be satisfied. Provided? provided you relax, reflect, and be present. Okay? Good. So why did we start these SIT retreats? Tongue-in-cheek, wantedly, we named them as SIT retreats because that's what IT professionals do. Most of the time we sit. And we don't even know how to sit. And then we said, let's teach them what does actually sitting mean. That's why we coined that as spirituality in IT became SIT, the SIT retreats. And our intention was, whenever we talk about meditation, how many of you tried meditation and stopped meditating? Be honest. Wow. Okay. So here, while I don't promise that you will become an expert in 3 days, you will not. But the resistance that you had towards meditating and proper understanding of it, that we will give so that you can begin meditating. So that was our intention, to make the principles of Raj Yoga accessible and applicable to increase our effectiveness and efficiency. That's the underlying goal for all of us. Yes? And of course your bosses, if they have sponsored you. So what is it that we deal with? There are 3 main components we talk about in SIT retreats. One is applied spirituality. In a minute, I will explain the difference between spirituality and applied spirituality. The second is the principles of leadership. And third, all of these are based on science. We will learn about that also in detail. How many of you have got your notebooks? Wow, maybe you didn't get a chance to go to the room. But, yeah, my sincere request and suggestion and advice, don't trust your memory, it's not so great. As a memory coach, I'm telling you. So have a notebook and pen and start writing. And don't click any pictures. We will share all the slide decks. And we also gave a live streaming URL so that you don't have to do it with your mobile sitting here. So please be present. All of those things are taken care of. Okay? Good. So what is applied spirituality? Empowering the self by applying the knowledge of the self. Because that's why we come. Spirituality means adhyatmik. The meaning means adi in Sanskrit means related to. Atma means self. Adhyatma means that which is related to the self. Adhyatmikata, the knowledge of the self. And why do I need to learn about that? So that I can empower myself. And this is where the 2000-year-old Oracle of Delphi started with. What is the famous one? What's that saying from Oracle of Delphi? Know thyself. That's where it begins. And when we talk about what does knowledge of self mean, it includes who am I. We will learn about that. Not my role, as Asha Didi was mentioning, or Sudesh Didi was mentioning. What are my innate virtues and powers? I am not as weak as I think I am. I'm not. We will learn that in these 3 days. So what are my innate virtues and powers? And not only do I need to know, become aware, but how can I harness them? That is what we will learn as a part of these 3 days. And that is applied spirituality. You have come here, you're going to spend 3 full days with us, but what is the result? And that's why we promise, the title of the retreat itself is Empowering the Self. Because that is what we all want. To become a better version of myself. Yes or no? Does any one of you get up in the morning and say, I will spectacularly fail today? Does anyone do that? No, right? So how can I become a better version of myself? That is one of the innate desires of every human being. So how do we do that? What are the tools? What are the techniques? That is what we will learn in these 3 days. And that's what we call as applied spirituality. Next. So what is the history? When did we start these retreats? It all started in May 2011 in Hyderabad. It spread to other cities. So far in the last 13 years, we were able to help about 50,000 IT professionals from all these different companies. More than 100 IT organizations participated. The main themes are leadership and self-management, stress management and lifestyle enhancements, health, mind and meditation. And if you see, I'll walk you through the agenda for this whole retreat. you will see all these in one way or the other are covered as a part of this retreat too. And why is there a need to create yet another retreat when there are so many other retreats? So the first is, as I said, to help people learn these four simple steps. Very simple. Relax, reflect, rethink, and recharge. And shift focus from human doing to human being. It's very simple. If you ask me, but I don't have time, don't eat my brain, just give me one line. What is it that you plan to achieve? From human doing to human being. Because we are so consumed in doing and in our role, we forget that who am I and what do I want to become? Not what do I want to do. What do I want to become? So that being, from human doing to human being, that is what we would like to focus as a part of these sit retreats. And how do we do that? Through this new thinking, using the ancient Raj Yoga meditation. Each of those principles, tools and techniques you will learn in these 3 days. And that is both the means and the end. Think less, think slow, think better. And that is what leads to the next big thing, think right. How do I know if I am thinking right? That's a question we all have, right? I keep thinking, but how do I know? These are the 3 simple filters. Am I thinking less? Am I thinking slow? Am I thinking better? If these 3 are there, then you are thinking right. Or the other way, when you start thinking right, the result will be all these 3. And this is what we will learn. And that is what results in the inner resilience. You see the tagline? Inner resilience leads to outer agility. So if you want to be flexible, if you want to be agile, you need to be anchored. Otherwise, you will get swayed and broken. We all know that. So what should you be anchored to? And that's what we talk about. How do we improve this inner resilience, which leads to outer agility? Easy? Okay? Some of the past retreats, 2017, Sanskar, Sanskriti, and Sansar. How my attitude influences this culture and how that influences the world around me. Because my worldview influences how I view the world and how I interact with the world. Detect, detach, and detox. Sankalp Siddhi in 2019. 2023, last year we had Empowering the Self, then we decided instead of inventing new phrases every single year, what are we trying to do? Just empower the self. Why don't we call that and, you know, stop worrying about what new title to come up with. So we said hereafter we shall call this as Empowering the Self Retreats, period. Easy? Think less, think slow, think better. We had applied that to the title. Problem solved. And when I came to Brahmakumaris about 31 years ago, I was struck with the framework that Brahmakumaris use in order to teach the meditation. There is a proper structure. And many of you, I would say, why many? All of you are leaders in your own way, in your own life. If you want to learn anything new, this is a very fascinating framework. Because here at Brahmakumaris, we talk about 4 subjects. That's it. Anybody can attend. If you look around, there are people, youngsters, middle-aged ones, old people, all of them. In this 1 million people that you saw who practice meditation, including kids, for all of them, it's the same 4 subjects. So the first is jnana, to know, to become aware. All the learning starts with awareness. Agree with that? To know. That's the first subject. Gyan. Who am I? It all begins there. Second, yoga, meditation. What do we do in meditation? To be. Whatever you learned, can you imbibe that? Can you reflect on it first? That's what we talk about, to be. That's the second subject, yoga. Have you understood it? Not only just become aware of it, but have you understood it? Have you internalized it? And the third is dharana. That is to do. And then the fourth is seva, to share. How do I know that I have learned? Only by sharing. Because it said the best way to learn is to teach. Just sit back and then check these four steps. Whether you are a cloud engineer, whether you are a design engineer, whether you are working in any area, aren't these the four steps? To know, to be, to do, and to share. And the reason why most of the times we are failing is because the second step is missing. We know and then we start doing. And a little later we say, I'm stuck. And then that is what, if you're a manager or a leader, you keep breaking your head. Sochna chahiye na. Should you not understand the problem first before you come up with a solution? How many of you have said that to your team members? Or how many of you heard that from your bosses? That should be bigger. So to be, how do you internalize? And that is what is meditation about. And this is the framework. I found it really fascinating because this is effective and also universal. You can apply it for any area of your life. Not just the spiritual path, but even your professional life, personal life, any area. If you check, you are not able to progress in any aspect of your life, come back and check this framework. You will see you are stuck somewhere. And some of us get stuck in the first step itself. Because awareness always precedes action. If I am aware about the right thing, about the right method, and I internalize it, then action becomes easier. Any questions? Okay. So, we will try to learn or try to demystify meditation, which is what you must have heard so many times about Brahma Kumaris because they're so synonymous. But then when I sit to meditate, most of the times or all the times, as many of you have raised your hands, either you get waste thoughts or the speed of your thoughts increases, you get so frustrated, and then you say, "Ye mere liye nahi hai." Enough. The reason why it happens is because of that wrong gyan, wrong awareness. Because you must have learned that meditation means absence of thoughts. How many of you have learned this? Read this, yes? And this is what you try to reach. Now, is it possible to go blank or have all thoughts stopped? How will you know you stopped thinking? By making a thought again. Right? So it's totally counterintuitive. So what's important is to understand that meditation does not mean going blank. And where does this come from? From the first sutra of Patanjali Yoga Sutras. Yogasya Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. And Chitta is translated as mind. Vritti is translated as thought. Nirodaha is translated as going blank or stopping. Is it possible? And you see the struggle? All of you have experienced it. Headache, sleep, frustration, all of that. Because we are going against something natural. If I am alive, how do I know? Because I think. And if I have to stop thinking completely, is it possible? No, it's not, because we are going against the nature. So meditation is not absence of thoughts. Meditation is not going blank. That's the first piece of knowledge we need to understand about meditation. Is that clear? Okay? So meditation is not, it's okay to get waste thoughts. It's okay for your thoughts to go fast. It's okay to get negative thoughts. Yeah, it's okay. Allow yourself. Meditation is not doing anything. You're doing something and we will learn that. You are doing something when you're meditating. It's not doing anything. Yeah, when you start practicing, take a simple thing. I am peaceful. Aren't you thinking? Aren't you trying to experience something? So meditation is not doing anything. You're doing something. You're visualizing, which also we will practice. And meditation is not negative rumination. even though that is where it begins, it starts, but meditation is not negative rumination. Is that clear? So now you see how the right gyan is so important for the rest of the experience. Now does anyone think that if you get waste thoughts or negative thoughts, it is wrong? Will you whack yourself? Yes or no? Louder. Thank you. Try reading this. Yeah, read it aloud, it's okay. Read this. Can one of you stand up and read? Yeah, please. Okay, now, I didn't change any letter. It's exactly the same. You see that? There's no change in the text. Why is this difficult and why is this easy? Pause. So for those of you who have been breaking your head saying, what is meditation? That is meditation. And when you add space, what increased? And when clarity improved, what decreased? What decreased? The amount of energy you put in. It became more easier, more effortless. That's what meditation does. Now, did I change the letters? With your meditation, can you change your mother-in-law? Or can you change your daughter-in-law? Or your spouse? Will you try to do that? You can't. There is no need to change any letter for meditation. Will you be able to change your boss? You can't. So don't try. Waste of your time. So meditation is not meant for changing others. Meditation is meant to introduce that space in my own life so that I start getting more clarity, so that I start leading a life a lot more happily. That is what meditation does. Very simple definition. Clear? So don't expect meditation to change the world. It will not. But it will change you enough so that you can face the world and still be happy. Is that what you want? Yes? Fantastic. Okay? All of us can relate to this. So, there is nothing wrong in your mind doing all these mental acrobatics. So, likho. Chips bhi yaad aayenge. Mobile bhi yaad aayega. Mummy bhi yaad aayegi. Ammi bhi yaad aayegi. All sorts of things happen. And that is okay. First 1 year, whenever I sat for meditation, I slept. Nothing bad, yeah? It's good. Because that is what most of us struggle. So you sit for meditation and you sleep. And that is one wonderful thing with Brahma Kumaris. Anyone who suffers from insomnia, you come to Brahma Kumaris, they'll switch on the red light, and the sister or the brother, they keep speaking with such wonderful voice, and even before you realize you're asleep. Yes or no? Okay, so this is natural. So relax. If you get waste thoughts, if you get negative thoughts, don't get frustrated. Because that is how mind works, because we have never trained it. Okay? And this is the true self-compassion which Asha Didi was talking about. Be compassionate with yourself. Apne aap par rahem karna seekho, which is the most important thing. Okay? So when you start practicing meditation in these 3 days, starting from tomorrow morning, 4:15 a.m. Okay, I'll walk you through the agenda. Usually you will have a speaker, which we will practice at the end of the session, which I will also give a few thoughts, where because it is difficult for you to make thoughts on your own, you have a speaker supplying those thoughts for you, which makes it easier for you to listen and visualize or focus and start thinking in that direction. And that is when your thinking slows down, because you, somebody is supplying those thoughts to you. And even if your mind goes elsewhere, just bring it back. It goes elsewhere again, bring it back. And that is how we will improve our mental muscle. And that is how we will start learning meditation. So there's nothing wrong. Most of you are from IT. You know the difference between a bug and a feature? Most of you must be knowing, yeah? A bug and a feature. A simple way to explain. Whenever I try to consider someone's feature as a bug and try to fix it, that is what creates almost all relationship problems. The best definition of a bug and feature. That is someone's feature, but I consider it as a bug. And I try to fix it, and all hell breaks loose. Okay? So, whenever your mind goes away to something else, that's not a bug. It's a feature. Accept it. Bring it back. That's what you need to do. So, whenever the sister or the brother is going to guide you and start giving some thoughts, they start speaking, listen and try to follow them. And you will see that with each successive guided meditation, it's going to become easier and easier and easier. You want to do that? Please. Okay? So when we talk about life, do you agree with this simple maxim? And quality of decisions depends on quality of questions asked. Agreed? And quality of questions depends on quality of thinking. This is the crux of these retreats. How do I improve the quality of my thinking? Or in other words, how do I become a better thinker? And it's so unfortunate that this is the most important skill all of us need in every area of our life, but nobody teaches us. Yes or no? It's so sad. And that's why we created these sit retreats, because there is that need. So how do I become a better thinker? That's the question. Every session that you are going to attend, and that's what Ashadid was mentioning, to make notes, you will see that it is aimed towards this goal. Some aspect of the thinking we will discuss, some aspect of our life itself we will discuss, which will help us become better thinkers. And you must be saying, "What thinking ho gaya bala? Why are we spending so much thing about thinking?" There's a very important reason. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. That means mind alone is responsible among people for their bondage and freedom. Bandha moksha yoho. Bandhan means bondage. Moksha means freedom. Or bandhan means unhappiness, sorrow. Moksha means freedom, means happiness. So mind alone is responsible both for our happiness and sorrow. Agree with that? And when do I experience that bondage? Bandhaya vishaya saktam. When I get engrossed in indulging with things, vishaya saktam, when I develop that attachment, that indulgence towards things, vishay, that is when I experience sorrow. Muktiyai nirvishayam smritam, when I remember that I am separate from this worldly stuff, that is the first step. And that's what Karunabai was saying, that's what Sudesh Didi was mentioning, that is what Suman Ben was talking about. If you see, there is a thread. That I am not this body, I am a soul. That's where it all begins. Muktiyai nirvishayam smritam. When I start understanding that I am different from my role, I am different from this body, I am different from all these other things on the world, then I start developing the capability to detach. Until I start identifying with them, I will never be able to detach. Until I continue to identify with them, I will continue to feel sorrow. You can install mind space, head space. Every 10 minutes you can sit and meditate. Nothing is going to happen until you get this first step of awareness, jnana, to know that I am separate. And that is the recurring theme that you will experience in almost every class, in every meditation. And that's from the Brahmabindu Upanishad, those of you who are interested in getting the source. And why is this so important? Brain takes the shape of whatever mind rests upon. Mind influences the body through the brain. When mind is relaxed, you might want to write this principle and reflect. When mind is relaxed, brain sends an all okay signal to the body. What signal does it send? All okay. Like what your brain must be sending now. All okay. Everything is fine. Fantastic. Good food. Good atmosphere. Good environment. All okay. Chinta mat karo. Relax. But when your mind is frustrated, brain sends a not okay signal. It sends a not okay signal. And that is what creates dis-ease. And that is what leads to disease. So when I start learning how to stabilize my mind, when I can continue to relax in the midst of chaos, because I can't change the chaos, that will only continue to increase. How can I stabilize myself? That is when your brain starts sending the all okay signal to your body. That's why almost all the senior yogis at Brahma Kumaris, you will see them more than 75, more than 80 years. Asha Didi herself is 76. And Sudesh Didi is 82 or 83. And Dadi Janki, the previous administrative head, she was 104. And the current administrative head, Ratan Mohini Dadi, we just celebrated her 100th birthday. Okay? So when you stabilize your mind, if you want to lead a good, long, productive, happy life, it all starts here. When I relax, my brain sends an all okay signal. When my body keeps receiving an all okay signal, that is what helped me become strong, immune, and stay healthy. Yes, there are other things needed about the body which all are needed, but it all starts here. Okay, so now we come to the body part of it. We talked about the mind part of it. So this is one of the principles. And when I came into Brahma Kumaris, every week I used to visit the meditation center on Thursdays. You know why? Only on Thursdays for many months. Because Thursday is the only day in which Brahma Kumaris give you prasad. Rest of the days you don't get. We call that as a day of bhog. And this is what they have internalized properly. So that's a Marathi word. The simple meaning is with empty stomach you cannot remember God. Okay? And this is what Brahma Kumaris have internalized. Because that's how BKs provide nutritious food, first to the stomach and then to the soul. Not the other way around. You just experienced, yes or no? That's why our Dadi used to call this as, if you come here, just remember only two things. I was tempted to write glass, but then for some of you it might remind something else. I didn't want to do that. Bring it back. Don't think about it. Bring it back. So I said plate and glass. Plate and class. Okay? You go out of this room, you'll go for the plate. You'll get the plate. You come inside, you will get a class. That's all you need to worry about all these 3 days. Okay? Plate and class. That's it. So let me walk you through the agenda in the next few minutes. What do we have in store for you for these 3 days? So this is general instructions. 4:15 to 4:45 a.m. we have Amrit Vela meditation. I would encourage all of you to try this. But if your sleep cycles are very, very rigid, then you can skip that. But if you think you would like to experiment, And I would like to encourage you to attend this Amrit Vela meditation for these 3 days here at Harmony Hall. You don't have to take shower, just wash your face and then come in. And for those of you who need the elixir of life, you know what it is? To keep you stay awake? Very good. So we will have the tea at wherever you had in the afternoon, 4 p.m. From 3:15 onwards, tea will be available there. So you may want to have your chai and then come here for your Amrit Vela meditation. But please make sure that you are here by 4:10. Okay, so 4:15 to 4:45, then you have the free time. In this free time, if some of you don't feel like taking rest, we would encourage you to take some rest, take shower, get ready, and then come for Raj Yoga meditation training, 7 to 8. And we strongly suggest, advise that all of you attend this, because this is where you will get that first step, gyan, to know. What is Raj Yoga in these 3 days? Okay? And then you go for your breakfast. That's where the gap is. And then 9:30 to 1, we have sessions with, again, the elixir break in between, which I'll tell you in a minute. 1 to 4 is your lunch and rest. And 4:15 sharp, we start the sessions. So please don't miss these. 7 to 7:30, again, meditation. We'll do it in 3 different places. The first day meditation will be in the plaza, just opposite this building. When you go out, you will see a very nice amphitheater kind of place. We call it as plaza. That's where we'll do the meditation tomorrow. Day after, we'll do the meditation in the Adi Janaki Park, which is opposite the dining block. And on the third day, Sunday evening, we'll do the meditation here, 7 to 7:30. So please don't miss this either. And 7:30 to 8:30, of course, dinner. 8:30 to 9:30, the way we are having post-dinner sessions, will be a little light. And that is what we'll have here. Okay, this is the general. This is the timetable that we will follow every day. And the agenda is pasted outside your rooms, outside this hall, outside the dining. That is why we didn't want to print. We have, you just heard from Vibhadavan ma'am. So we didn't want to print so many papers. So you can just take a click. Okay. And it's all, most of the places you have, even outside your building, at the reception of your building also, we have pasted these, the detailed program. So now let me walk you through each day. 9:30 to 11, you're going to have solutions for daily life. Sister Radhika, who's written that book, which you got, so she would be talking about solutions for daily life. That's the first session tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 11. 11:30 to 1, you will have Empowering the Self, that's by Sister Shivani, and I forgot. How many of you would be interested if, in addition to stabilizing your mind, if we want to teach you how to move your body, some physical exercise? Okay, then you need to be present at the plaza there, just behind this, from 6:15 to 6:40, we are going to have simple exercises, om chanting and also pranayama. But that means you're going to take shower, get ready, do that, and straight walk into the hall. Is that okay now? Yeah? Good. So we will also learn how to move the body. 6:15 to 6:40. Okay? I just wanted to know that because we didn't want to force that. It's an optional one. So anyone who's interested, you can come there in the morning. Okay? 9:30 to 11, we have solutions for daily life, empowering the self. That's what Shivani Ban will be talking about. And yes, Sattvic movement, 4:15 to 4:45. We have our own friends, Harsh and Subhat. Most of you must be knowing about them. So they are here with us for all the 3 days. You want to stand up? Good. Thank you. And they will start sharp 4:15. So if you don't want to miss, then you need to be there at 4:15 tomorrow. So they'll be talking about, and Harsh will also teach us, without knowing their channel, when Shivani Ben was talking about Harsh and Subhar coming, they have 6 million followers. I said, who are they? She said, go search on the YouTube. When I searched, then I came across this video by Harsh where he teaches about simple eye exercises. And that's what I've been doing for the last few months. And they work. So I requested him if we can repeat that here for all of us. Okay? So we, many of those interesting things, both of them will share with us about their sattvic movement. 4:45 to 6:30, we will talk about soul conscious leadership. So how is this first lesson that Brahma Kumaris talk about so much, that Ahamatma Mama Sharira, I am a soul, this is my body. How can this simple principle be translated and to create a beautiful leadership framework, both at the personal level and at the professional level? We are going to talk, explore that one single lesson of Brahma Kumaris, the power behind it, as a part of this session. 7 to 7.30 meditation in amphitheater. 8.30 to 9.30 we'll have Sudesh Riti coming back again. She's a wonderful storyteller. So don't miss that session. She's going to talk to us about how this whole Brahma Kumaris as an organization, we call it as Yagya, it came up, and some very interesting insights and her experiences she's going to share. On Saturday, we will meet yet another wonderful yogi called Sister Jayanti. She's going to talk to us about meditation to calm a busy mind and lead an easy life. That's what she's going to share, her insights. 11.30 to 1, charting unnavigated waters, we have Dr. Mohit Bhai coming from Delhi. He is the youngest cardiology specialist in India, has a wonderful story to share. So he's going to share his experiences as a part of this session. 4.15 to 5.30, power to empower others. Again, it will be our Sister Shivani. 5.45 to 6.45, we have Surya Bhai, another great yogi from here. He's going to talk to us about power of thoughts. 7 to 7.30, you have the Rijanki Park meditation. 8.30 to 9.30. This is a very interesting thing. At Brahma Kumaris, one more thing that struck me was, whenever you have to do some task, whether the teachers or the brothers and sisters, they will never say, can you do this work for me? You know what they say? Bhaiya, ye thodi seva hai, karoge. You will never hear the word of task or work. You will only hear, ye thodi seva hai, karoge. And you will meet some really wonderful people, about 65 of them, who are all working, some of them directors in top companies, some of them senior project managers, some of them CXOs. And I will not tell you who they are, because you must have already met them, or you continue to meet them, those people who are serving food for you, those who helped your travel, those who helped your accommodation. You will meet all of those wonderful souls where they are going to share their experience. You must definitely be interested in knowing who is making all these things happen. So we'll learn about that. And on Sunday, creating your destiny, that's again Shivani Ben, 9.30 to 11, 11.30 to 1, in detail, we are going to talk about digital wellness. We'll try to answer these two simple questions. Who is your master? You. Who is a master? You or your mobile? You don't have to answer me. Okay? We will try to explore that in a lot more detail. And we will tell you what Brahma Kumari's digital wellness team has been doing in the last few years. And if any one of you is interested, how you can join us in helping people become responsible digital users. We don't encourage throwing away your mobile. It must be very expensive. No, we don't want to. We don't want you to throw the baby with the bathwater. But recognize that there's a lot of bathwater and there's only a very little baby. Do you know the meaning of that idiom? Where did it come from? Don't throw the baby with the bathwater. In 17th century England, 16th and 17th century England, this was their culture or the habit, where they would have a huge tub, fill that with water, and the eldest in the family would take the bath first. And in the same water, everyone else would take the bath. And the youngest would take the bath last. And sometimes when they threw the bath water away, they forgot and threw the baby also. So that's why they say, don't throw the baby with the bath water. There's a little baby in there. So how do we become responsible digital gadget users? We will learn that as a part of this digital wellness. And this is another wonderful experience. We are surrounded by these Aravali Mountains. I don't know how many of you know. These Aravali Mountains are older than Himalayas. So we have Brother David. You must have seen him. Amazing soul. He's from Australia. You will meet him even tomorrow morning at Amrit Vela, where he's going to play all those instruments. He's a self-taught musician who can play 60 instruments. And all these pictures that you see, he painted them. This size. And he's been practicing meditation for the last 45 years. And he will lead us. We call that as a tiger point. Don't worry, it's just the table. It's just a label. There are no tigers out there now. So it's a very nice small hillock. We will walk there. He will lead us like a Pied Piper. And we'll sit there and meditate in that absolute silence. So don't miss this. That's why we call it as Reflection in the Rocks. Again, the meditation in Harmony Hall. 8:30 to 9:30, well, for all these 2.5 days or 3 days, you heard what we are saying, and that's the session where we want to hear what you are going to say. So you will get a chance to share your experience as a part of that last session. Okay? I'm not done yet. You can still clap. Okay. So some or all of you must be thinking, pun intended, you know, where do Brahmakumaris get their money from? This is what we strongly believe in. Fees means money minus blessings. Voluntary contributions means money plus blessings. Right from the day one of this organization's establishment, this is one of the principles that Brahmakumaris have adhered to, which came from the founding father, Brahma Baba. Pehle atmaon ki seva karo. Unse kuch mango nahi. Pehle unko kuch do. Agar unko achha lage, to hi unse lena. Unko kuch milna chahiye pehle. So that's the principle that we follow. And as an NGO, all the contributions are exempted from ATG. Okay, that's how the Brahmakumaris meditation centers run. That's how this retreat center runs. And that's how all the meditation centers all over the world run, through voluntary contributions of the students who practice the Raja Yoga meditation. So general instructions, Amrit Vela and Raja Yoga meditation course, please don't miss. Harley silence breaks, which we will experience, which Asha Didi was also talking about, what we call as traffic control. Friday, Saturday, silent dinners. Is that possible? We call them as screen-free dinner. What do we call them? Screen-free dinner. With a yes added. Silence. It'll be wonderful. Try that. Dining hall 2 and 3 in the ground floor. That's where you'll have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Business casuals, you already know this. Yes, there is an in-house dispensary available. If for whatever reason you are feeling under the weather, please let us know. We have a doctor, we have a dispensary, we have all the necessary medication available. At the night, please don't go outside the premises. Not fully safe. No smoking, no alcohol, no soliciting. And if you want to plan your return journey, not sightseeing during these 3 days. Wo band rahega. Humne bol ke rakha hai. Okay, so there won't be any sightseeing office in these 3 days. You have to spend time here or outside. There won't be nothing much, so you will come back to the hall anyway. So if you want to plan your return journey, you know, you will, wherever you have had your accommodation, we also have opened a travel desk. They'll help you. And as Asha Didi was talking about, this as a home, this is also an ashram. So if you did not get the room of your choice, if you did not get the kind of facilities that you expect, we sincerely apologize. We try our best to provide whatever we can. And if you are adjusting, if you are making sacrifice, please consider that as a part of your sadhana and tapasya. It's not going waste. Okay? Good. Fasting has anti-cancer properties all these 3 days. Digital fasting, incorporate some digital silence into your life, not just silence. And all the information that is needed, you can make a note of this URL, which I guess we also sent as an email and a WhatsApp message, bkitwing.org/info. We will limit these instructions to the minimum. We do not want to keep sending instructions on your WhatsApp and expect you to keep checking, but we don't do that. So whatever instructions are needed, you have them available here. Any questions so far? Yes. Yeah. If you can start with open-eyed meditation by just focusing on something, just rest your eyes. You don't have to focus like this. Just rest your eyes and allow your mind to think something positive. It can be as simple as, I am peaceful. If it is difficult, then you can always close your eyes. Whatever you are most comfortable with. भगवान जब बाग की मांटने आया तो मैं मोबाइल चेक करने में बिजी था. please don't become like that. You have given yourself time, 3 full days. You have spent your money, time, energy. So bless yourself. Allow yourself to learn, reflect, relax, and grow. Everything else can wait. Shall I tell you one secret? Shall I tell you one secret? None of us is so important. Nobody will miss you. So relax, chill out, and focus on your growth. You are not so important. I am not so important. This is unnecessary ego-boosting importance we give, which makes us carry our mobile even to the toilet. Ayyo. You are not important. Focus on yourself. Nobody needs you because they are busy worrying about themselves. Where is the time for them to think about you? Okay, so simple scientific mantra. As we started, think less, think slow, think better, move more. Which you will be forced to anyway here in Gansaro. That's one thing I like. Eat right, listen well, take notes. Don't forget that. Don't become too serious. Let's have fun. You know, we can laugh, we can smile, we can move around, and still learn and grow. Okay? That's why I like what Brahmakumaris teach. You saw the schedule, okay? You saw the complete agenda. It is busy, but it's easy busy. There's nothing so stressful. And this is one of the techniques we would want you to learn from here. Be easy busy. So I am easy busy. Say that. Once more. Once more. Wonderful. So shall we end this session with a minute of meditation? Yes, now you can clap. Go ahead. So now we'll get into the silence, and it is in this silence that we will get up and walk. Not now. We are yet to complete the meditation. So I'll help you with the first taste of guided meditation. How does it sound? Is that okay? Shall we start? Good. So put aside all your paraphernalia. They are not going to go anywhere, I promise. Because nobody needs them. So just sit straight. Put both your feet firmly on the ground. Don't fold. Don't fold your arms. Put like this. Both feet firmly on the ground. Not like this, just like this. Straight. Sit straight. Have your back well supported. You can keep your eyes open or eyes closed, whichever way you feel comfortable. And sit straight. Take a deep breath. Breathe deeply and slowly. As you breathe in, observe the muscles of your stomach expand. As you breathe out, observe the muscles of your stomach contract. Breathe slowly and deeply. Even if your mind goes elsewhere, acknowledge the thought, ignore it, and gently bring your attention back to your breathing. Go off any tension in any part of your body and relax yourself. As you relax, visualize a shining bright white star in the middle of your forehead. A shining bright white star spreading white rays of peace and relaxation around you. This white rays from that shining bright white star, they spread through your face, through your neck, through your shoulders, through your hands, through your chest, through your back and through your stomach. Your whole upper body is relaxed as these white rays of relaxation, they pass through your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet and your toes. Through your mind's eye, you are able to see yourself as a being of light. Relaxed, peaceful and present. A shining bright white star in the middle of your forehead, spreading white rays of peace and relaxation to help you experience yourself as a being of light. As you relax, gently get up, collect your belongings and walk out of the hall to your room. Have a good night's sleep. I'll see you tomorrow at 4:15. Silently, gently.